Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Gasliners Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And a big good morning to you. Welcome to the Charleston Gasliners Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha, and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios today, located. I'm telling you, this place right here is absolutely unbelievable. We are at the Eastern Shore Luxury Cars Showroom, and I'm telling you, we got a lot to talk about that coming up today. But I am Randy Bergen, glad to be joined by one of the stars of the show, Coach Mark Lasseter, here with us today. Coach, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. Good morning. I hope everybody out there is doing fantastic on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning.
It is going to be a gorgeous weekend, especially after the big rain we had yesterday morning. We'll talk a little bit about that.
A little water fell, huh?
Just a little bit, no doubt about it. Coach Rick Cleveland, he is headed to the Mobile Tennis Center, getting set for a huge tennis match today.
I think it's the McGill Tulane Tournament. They're playing over at Mobile Tennis Center, and a lot of really good tennis teams over there playing, and he's going to have to be he's going to be gone, so, you know, we can talk about him.
Well, when the cat's away, the mouse will play. So what did we do? We bring in a ringer.
There you
okay?
go.
We yep. bring in, and this, and he's been on the golf show with me many times. It always hurts, Coach, for me to have to do this. But I'll give the title again. He's host of the WarEagleTV.com, our good friend Doug Holton. Doug, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing good, Randy. Good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here. Well, you know, we're going to talk a little basketball. We'll talk some high school sports for sure. You got the NCAA going on right now. So Auburn gets the win yesterday. Congratulations on that. They'll play on Sunday. There's a little bit of concern for some shows scheduled on these radio stations for tomorrow, but it looks like they're all clear. And, yes, the golf show will be on tomorrow. We're excited about that, as we'll be broadcasting live from Craft Farms, getting set for the GCGA Tour event that's going on down there tomorrow. Speaking of Craft Farms, and we'll get into this, Coach, you are going to be at Rock Creek on Monday and Tuesday. You've got a big tournament coming up.
Yeah, we're hosting the inaugural Admiral Invitational put on by Bayside Academy. It's presented by Dumbwaiter Restaurant over in Mobile. And we're just excited about having this tournament. We got seven full boys teams, eight teams all together on the boys' side of the coin, and then there's six girls' teams playing, and we're going to play them all together the same day for 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, starting at 1 o'clock on Monday and 8 a.m. tee times on Tuesday. So we're really excited about having our first tournament, and had a great turnout with some good folks coming, and I can't say enough about the people at Bayside and the support they poured into this.
And this is the first one you've put on?
Yes.
So
I'm a little bit frazzled.
I can certainly tell. But now you had a big tournament that you played in this past Monday and Tuesday down at Craft Farms, and we're going to talk and give some results from that tournament. Boy, what a nice turnout! But the weather, talk about rain. Ooh. You suffered a little bit on Tuesday, didn't you?
Oh, wow. You know, and I got to give a credit to one of our guests last week, Jacob Sparkman, the coach at Gulf Shores High School. He put on the tournament, and Gulf Shores put it on. He's the coach, and he did a fantastic job. The folks at Craft Farms did a fantastic job. The tournament went great on Monday. It was just a really beautiful day to play golf. But then Tuesday morning, if we all remember, it was raining, thunderstorms. There were tornadoes. Now, I don't think we ever had a tornado warning where we were, and there was no lightning where we were. It was just a deluge of rain. And we started at 8 and by, or 8:30, and I think by 11 o'clock, there were four greens that were unplayable.
You had some casual water out there.
Just a little bit. And so we took an hour break. Jacob said, let's take an hour break, and the folks at Craft Farm stayed on the radar, watched it, and said, we'll come back at 1 o'clock. Sure enough, about 12:35, that thing cleared out. They got out the blowers, cleaned off the greens, and we went out and finished the round. And they did a great job. But it was a great tournament. We'll talk about the winners of that very close tournament that day. So it'll be fun to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, it really will. I tell you, we got a lot to get into today. We certainly want to welcome all of our friends on board with us, listening on great radio stations in Central Alabama. It's Fox Sports Central Alabama on 98.3 FM in Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Auburn, beautiful Lake Martin, Sylacauga, that whole central Alabama area. Glad to have you on with us this morning, as we are the folks along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. You've got us tuned in to FM Talk 106.5. You can always keep up with us by getting the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's simple. It's free. It only takes seconds to upload. Or you can install the iHeartRadio app and search Radio Alabama. So glad to have all of you on with us. Big lineup for you on the Pops Midtown Communication Lines today. We visit with the head coach of the Storm. Coach Fred Riley is going to be on with us. And, Doug, you do a lot with the Storm in Fairhope.
Yeah, I've gotten to know Fred quite well the last few years. We do the video for their football team. And, you know, he had a long and illustrious career in high school football. And now he's doing some great stuff with a semi-pro league. And and enjoy our relationship, and looking forward to having him on this morning.
It'll be a lot of fun to talk about that for sure, because I want more information on as well. Well, also at 9 o'clock, we'll visit with Bayshore Christian head baseball coach Jeff Hague. The Eagles are the returning state champions in 1A baseball. It'll be fun to talk with him, Coach.
It'll be absolutely fantastic to talk with Jeff. Jeff has just done an amazing job at Bayshore Christian. I mean, that school didn't have an athletic program 10 years ago. And Jeff's come in as athletic director and baseball coach, built the program. Now they're playing basketball, volleyball, baseball. They're playing lots of stuff, and they're cross-country track and wrestling, and they
coach,
are really
critical. You're talking 1A, okay? And yeah. I know Bayside is a 3A school, so, you know, with all the time I'd spent at Bayside and all of that, even at 3A, you have to have a lot of three-sport athletes.
Correct.
And you have to have that in 1A, correct?
It's absolutely correct. And, you know, I hate it when kids just play one sport at any level. But you can't do it in the lower grades if all of your sports are going to be want to contend for a state championship. Sure, you can just have specialization and let everybody, but one team's going to be really good for a couple of years, and then they're not going to be good, and some other team's going to, if that's all you're doing. But if you get those kids who buy in and play everything, all their teams are good, and they support one another, and the crowds are huge at all their sports because they're all a part of each other. And that's the way it used to be.
Exactly.
Everybody knew.
Exactly.
I remember we were talking about this the other day when I was in high school back in the Stone Age. It was in, you know, it was a long time ago, but our whole football team would go watch our basketball team play. You know, because several of our basketball players were football players.
Yeah.
Several of those guys, you know, played football or baseball. We'd go watch them play, and man, we get to go watch Bobby Catledge and Bobby Lee Hurt and Enos Watley. We see all those guys play back in those days.
You know, I remember watching those guys.
Man, yeah, that was
awesome.
Fun.
That's
and,
awesome.
But we all had a common thing. We all played together somewhere along the line
sure.
at something. So I think that's an integral part of the high school experience.
It'll be fun to talk with Coach Hague here coming up in the next hour. Also in the next hour, the general manager here at Eastern Shore Luxury Cars, Sean Esafani Jr. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to tell you, you will not want to miss this interview because, by the way, he's got you and I set up to ride in one of these beautiful cars right after the show. He's going to let us know which one we'll be test driving each. I think I have picked out this Porsche over here. He's going to let me test drive. I'm not sure.
You might have a hard time getting out of here.
Well, trust me. I asked him about that. There's a big door that's going to open up, and we're going to go right out.
Do we have to bring it back?
That's let me tell you, if you have not been here, yeah, we're going to ride to the beach for a little while, ride around. We'll be back sometime late tonight. But no, if you've not been to Eastern Shore Luxury Cars, this is a place, it's almost like a museum. I don't mean it in an ugly way. I mean it in a great way, because there are cars in here you've probably never seen before. I haven't seen
They're
before.
They're unbelievable.
It is.
I mean, I walked in here last week just because I'd never been in here before. I wanted to meet Sean. I knew his dad. I didn't know him. So we came in and met and talked for a little bit. And I looked around. I said, well, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I said, honey, I'm going to go. I'm going to be gone for a little bit.
Yeah. Don't
touch anything.
I was afraid I'd scratch something.
Hey, honey, we just bought a $200,000
yes,
car
did.
Here.
I mortgaged the house.
He's going to be here with us. I'm telling you, you won't want to miss that in the next hour. In the course at 9:45, we'll have the Grace segment. What are we going to talk about today?
You know, today we're going to talk about be where your feet are. That's one of my favorite things, and we're going to talk about that today. And I just think it's important to me, it is to me every single day of my life. I always got to remember to stay grounded and be where my feet are right that moment, because that's the only thing I got.
There's no doubt.
That moment.
We'll look forward to that at 9:45. Hey, like our buddy Tim Brando used to say, we're not caller-driven, but we're certainly caller-friendly. If you want to jump in, it's 251-343-0106. The Prep Sports Report returns right after this.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now, back to the show.
I seen your picture. Your name in life.
What was that?
Hey, Mark,
I just let that run for a second. I mean, you got to love that. There it is. Let it go, Charlie.
It's like a dream come true.
That little Steely Dan, always great on a Saturday morning. I'm telling you. It just doesn't get much better than that.
One person who doesn't like it is Ben Thomas.
Well, he let us know that last week.
He did, and wow. It's okay, Ben. We still love you.
We'll play a little Poison for you later. Hey,
welcome back. On Saturday morning.
That's a little too early for Poison, I believe. Yeah. Hey, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. I'm Randy Bergen along with Coach Mark Lasseter. Coach Rick Cleveland has the day off. I say he has the day off. He really does not have the day off. He is about to get into a big tennis match. And Coach, I'm going to tell you what. If folks don't know, Rick Cleveland used to be a world-class tennis player. All right. And he is – how many – championship, state championships do they have for that UMS Wright
team? Did he win seven? Did Rick win seven himself? I know Merity's won a bunch with the girls, and I've lost count of how many.
He's getting into Sammy Dunn territory there.
Yeah.
Well, I asked him one day, I said, Rick, how many state championship rings do you have? And he said, how many children do you have? I said, I've got two. He said, well, let me put it to you like this. We could put a ring on all of your family's fingers and toes, and on my family's fingers and toes. So that's a lot of them.
That's a bunch.
Also hanging out with us right here at our Eastern Shore Luxury Cars Studios right here in the showroom. I'm telling you, wonderful place. Doug Holton, the host of WarEagleTV.com. Hold on. Let me get back, pound my heart here just a second.
Give a big War Eagle, Randy. Come on.
I cannot do it.
I can actually do that.
I know you can. I can't do it. Yeah,
there's things at my house that you learn to do, even though you don't want to. When you're married to an Auburn graduate, you just have to say every now and then, hey, honey, War Eagle.
You know,
then she looks at me like, somebody moved into your body.
Especially during the wintertime,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
How do you have a long-lasting relationship? It's called compromise.
You want to be happy or do you want to be right? Which one is it?
Hey, let me mention this to you real quick. Premier Collision is your home for all your auto body and collision problems. Good quality parts, professional staff, and the best prices in town. Give our friend Chris Garris a call at 251-478-4500. They are located at 1177 Sledge Drive in Mobile, Alabama. All right, Coach, you played in a tournament we're going to talk a little golf here for a second. You played in a tournament Monday and Tuesday. It was a Gulf Shores Invitational Golf Tournament hosted by Gulf Shores High School.
Correct.
And there were about 14 schools there. Let me mention these schools real quick. You had Auburn, Athens, Bayside, Daphne, Fairhope, Gulf Shores, Hartsel, Hoover, Houston Academy, McGill-Tulane, Northridge, Spanish Fort, St. Paul's, Tuscaloosa County, and the Bulldogs of UMS Wright. Great turnout. I'm looking at some of the scores, and the scores range from really, really low to some that were one or two in the triple digits.
Yep.
But talk a little bit about that tournament and who won it.
Well, the tournament was on Monday. Was beautiful weather, a really good tournament, and everybody played good. It was a pretty good round of golf. The next Tuesday morning, as we said earlier in the show, that the rain just poured on us, and we had a delay. We had to come back and stop, but it turned out fine. We all got to get back in there and play. The winner of the tournament was Auburn High School. They ended up winning, beating UMS Wright by one stroke, 624 to 625. The top medalist was Tristan, let me see if I can see his last name, Wisner, he shot 73-71. And then from St. Paul's, Pac Stabler shot 72-77 for the tournament. It was a really good tournament. Some of the better teams around, and everybody loves to go to tournaments where Mountain Brook's not involved because then somebody else has a chance
to win.
You
might have a chance to win.
It doesn't matter if it's their first team or their second team.
And Vestavia, right?
Yeah, Vestavia is really good. I mean, Mountain Brook's dominating the thing right now in all classifications. But
And Auburn's really a growing area. They've got some good players
and
up there.
And they've got a really good team. They got a good program going, and they, of course, they host the big tournament. I think it was a week ago, Joe King tournament and that at Auburn University Club. And I think this week, if I'm not mistaken, the tournament in Birmingham, is it Greystone?
Right.
Is that where they play the Bradley Johnson?
Yeah.
That's put on by Spain Park. It's the Bradley Johnson.
UMass will be there for that.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of our teams from our area.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Our tournament that we're hosting at home, we had to find a place to go, and we ended up competing with that one, so we lost some of our teams. But we still ended up with a full tournament, so we're really excited. But anyway, that tournament last week, great job at Kraft Farms. And, you know, the people who run those golf courses, if they're letting a high school team come on and put on all of them love junior golf. They love to see those kids out playing. It's tough because members and people, you know, want to get on and play, and they have to kind of make it happen.
Yeah.
And then they're just they just go over the top trying to make it good for the kids and all the teams that come in, the schools that come in, and I think that's what this is all about.
And let me just mention, Kraft Farms, the general manager there, director of golf there, Ryan Mello, does a great job. He's got some great help. A guy by the name of Bill, who really runs the place. And, Ryan, you know what I'm saying. Bill is the man there. But we're going to be out there tomorrow for our GCGA tour. It'll be the first individual tour for the 2022 season, and we're excited to be out there. The weather's going to be great. We got 106 golfers that'll be out there tomorrow, so it'll be a lot of fun. If you look for some competitive golf at our age, it doesn't really matter how old you are. You have to be over 21. Other than that, join us. Go check it out, GCGATour.com.
None of those prep guys, right?
No prep guys. We're looking.
You don't want any 73, 71s in there.
There are 62s and 63s, no doubt. But, check it out for sure. And I know, again, speaking about golf, you got that tournament coming up. Yours is going to be really, really neat, Coach. I wish you very much success on that. Who are some of the teams, again, you got coming in for yours?
We have, from out of town, we have Providence Christian coming in, boys and girls. They've won a couple state championships in the last 5 or 6 years. Then you've got Ocean Springs coming in from Mississippi. They're bringing a really fine team over. We have some then local team. We've got Fairhope playing, Baldwin County's playing. Orange Beach has got their boys and girls teams playing. There are others. I don't have it right down in front of me, so my memory's running in and out. But we've got some really fine people coming. UMS Wright girls are coming. Fairhope girls are coming. I'm trying to think off the top of my head who else is coming. Baker High School's coming. Bayshore Christian's bringing a couple of guys. In fact, Bayshore Christian's, their player is, I'm going blank. Weldon White, I think is his name. I think Weldon's his first name. Anyway, his daddy is Shea White.
Okay.
And Shea used to be the golf coach at Fairhope. Now he's assistant principal at Daphne. And I coached Shea in wrestling and football at Benjamin Russell back in the 80s. It's our early 90s, so it's been kind of cool. Now I'm watching his son play in a tournament that we're hosting, which just makes the world wonderful for me. You know, it's like, it's what we do this for. You know, I'm as grandpa out here still coaching these kids.
Oh, my goodness.
I do enjoy it.
I know y'all have fun doing that. There's no doubt. Hey, Doug, coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk a little football. All right, we're going to do some semi-pro football talk with Coach Fred Riley. Coach used to be at Davidson years ago.
Right.
Now, talk a little bit about the Storm.
Not too many years ago.
No, not too many, but I mean, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think this is their third year for the Fairhope Storm in semi-pro football, and they play in Fairhope Stadium, their home games. They've got a lot of local guys that used to be prep stars in this area. So it's fun to get out and watch them, and they have a purpose that's a little bit bigger than football. So I'm sure Fred will expound on that a little bit when he's with us.
Talk about some of the – we got about 60 seconds here. Talk about some of the other teams.
Most of the teams, Randy, are from – there's several from Birmingham. They played the Birmingham Steel, excuse me, last week. And I think there's two teams from Birmingham. There's another team from Tuscaloosa that even has a Birmingham title. But all across the Southeast, really, they made some interesting road trips last year. I don't go on the road trips with them, they've got some pretty good road trips, and a lot of teams like to make that trek to the Gulf Coast, you know, to play.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Going on in Fairhope right now too is the big festival. Art festival they've got going on there. So a lot going on.
Hard to drive downtown right now.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Hey, I got to throw a shout out to a guy that just loves the station, listens to us all the time. Pastor Joseph Johnson of Mount Hebron Church Ministries. Man, thanks for tuning in and listening to us, Pastor. It was a pleasure meeting you. We've got a new friend, no doubt about it. All right, hey, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll visit with Coach Fred Riley of the Storm.
The Pops Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
And we welcome you back to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. I'm Randy Bergen, joined by Coach Mark Glasser, Coach Rick Cleveland. He is headed to Mobile, to the Mobile Tennis Center, getting set for a big tennis match today. So we brought in a ringer. Doug Holton, the host of WarEagleTV.com.
You won't find me playing a tennis tournament, Randy.
For some reason, I knew that. I don't know why, but I knew that. But, boy, no, we are glad to have you on board with us. Good luck to Coach Cleveland today and his team. Time to go to our Pops Market communication lines and bring in the head coach for the Fairhope Storm, Coach Fred Riley. Coach, how you doing, pal?
Good morning. Nice surprise to have Doug on this morning. Good friend.
Coach, it's always a surprise when we have Doug on as well, okay?
I would assume that Rick Cleveland's not playing tennis this morning either. I mean, Doug's picking on himself there, so.
The team that's playing against you is probably glad he's not playing because Coach is pretty doggone good tennis player. But let's talk about the Storm for just a few moments. Now you've been in action now for about 3 years now, is that correct?
Correct. We've been in operation for 4 years, but this is our third season to actually play games, one of those being abbreviated because of COVID. So our second full season, correct.
And, Coach, we were talking a little bit about the Storm in the last segment. I know you guys play football, and you have a lot of players from this area that are playing for you that people might want to come out and watch, and they can come out and watch today, right?
Correct. We play at 3 o'clock at home, a third game of a homestand, and we don't play at home again until May the 7th because of a little quirk in the schedule. But, people from Mobile would recognize Paris Chambers, the quarterback at McGill who took them to a state championship. Eastern Shore people would recognize Darius Powell, who is our quarterback, took Foley deep into some deep playoff runs back in the day and played at UAB. And those are sort of the names that were with us that people would recognize. But, again, a lot – players from Blount, players from Foley, players from Fairhope, players from Ballin County High, Excel, Flomaton, Bruton, all the surrounding areas. We're certainly a great mixture of guys who are really good high school football players in their time.
Yeah, and Coach, again, 3 o'clock at Fairhope Stadium is the ball game today if people want to come out and watch. And I wanted you to talk about your organization a little bit. I know you have a great CFO for the Fairhope Storm. Talk about that a little bit. And your purpose is football. You're a football coach and a football guy, and that is a big part of this organization. But you have a higher purpose also.
Correct, and you're referring to Susan as the CFO and the owner.
Right.
She sort of handles all the business, and my wife and I handle the football element of it. But if we couldn't do this as built in as a ministry, we wouldn't be doing it. And that's how we're built to minister to these young men, their families, help them any way we possibly can. We've had two guys that played for us have gone on to play at another at the next level. We've had guys that have gotten jobs that we've gotten connected through our corporate partners, of which Cecil Christenberry is one of, and is tossing the coin today as an honorary captain, one of y'all sponsors. And we have one that's being baptized in our church a week from tomorrow. So Three Circle Church in Fairhope is our primary corporate partner. We're part of their ministry now, and that is first and foremost the thing that we're about. And then, but we certainly do love winning football games also, and I think we're 10-2 our last 12. So I think we've had a good balance of all of it.
We're visiting Coach Fred Riley right here on the Prep Sports Report. Coach, one of the things I'm looking at here is your motto is hashtag burn the ships. Explain that.
You know, it's when we started, we I was actually driving down the road trying to think about what would be something that would be impactful to represent us as a motto. And I turned the radio on a Christian radio station, and a song called Burn the Ships came on the radio. And I listened to it and said, you know, oh, my gosh, that's it. I mean, that is perfect. And it's designed to the motto is built to remind you that, you know what, we don't care what kind of baggage you have. God doesn't care about your past baggage. We're looking to the future. Burn all the things that are behind you that make you feel unworthy, that have been a struggle for you, and look forward. And we're going to partner with you to help you in that. And that's what we do. That's what we're about. And it's really been a blessing.
And I believe, by the way, King and the Country sings that song.
King and Country. So, there you go. You're right for King and Country. There you go.
Well, I got to thank my sister for that one. She was right on that. But no, you know, and that's one of the things is your motto goes on to say, we are a semi-professional football franchise founded to impact young men and help them become better husbands, fathers, and contributors to their respective communities. And I mean, I think that's what, you know, it goes more than just football, and that's why we want to promote that for you and get folks out here to support your football team.
Well, we appreciate that. And again, you know, you go back to, you know, only 3% of high school seniors, you know, sign college scholarships. Half of those guys come home and never even, you know, and never finish. Those guys are in your community. Those people are people that life hit them in the face. They thought they were going to play college football, going to play in the league, and it didn't happen. And so now they're in their local communities. They're working. Some of them went from being superstars with 20,000 followers on social media to working for a lawn service company. And that's hard now. That's difficult when you've been the center of your own universe for so long. And now you're, working for minimum wage. And those guys can be solid community members, but sometimes they need a hand up, and not a hand out, but a hand up, and that's how we're built.
You know, Fred, first of all, man, it's good to talk to you, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Hey, Mark.
You were doing the same things when you were coaching high school ball, and I had the pleasure of coaching against Fred a time or two, and just did a great job at Davidson High School when I coached against him.
Thank you.
And, Fred, some of these ideas were the same things you shared with your kids there when you were coaching high school ball. And how does it differ now with coaching guys who are a little older as from those guys who are a little younger? Is there any real difference in what you do?
You know, in terms of the big difference is some of them show up for practice and have got their sons there with them and their wives are there with them at the games. And you know, we will have a team meeting, let's say, at the end of practice to talk about some things, and we'll, you know, we'll cover the things that we're there about, and some of their sons are around. And so you're not only talking and leading and ministering to 25-year-old men or 30-year-old men, there's a bunch of 6- and 7-year-olds around there, too, listening to every word
right.
you say. And so it's generational, and it's about generational blessing. You know, you know, people have all kinds of reasons not to be successful. But at some point in time, somebody in everybody's family, somebody made the stand and said, you know what, I'm going to sacrifice all my stuff for the future generations, and make sure that my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren have better lives than maybe our family has had up till now. And we strongly encourage that, because somebody has to make a difference, you know, in their particular family. For my family, it was my father. And why not these guys? Why not these guys? Why can't they look back, you know, or chill people look back down the road and say, this goes back to Grandpa, you know, when these guys are 70 years old. He changed the total direction of our family. And so we preach at him a little bit, no doubt.
We're visiting with Coach Fred Riley, the head football coach for the Fairhope Storm. Coach, we got about 60 seconds left here. Real quick, going through here, looking at some of your assistant coaches and everything. 60 seconds, talk about your assistant coaching staff.
You know, Kendall Williamson played quarterback for us at Davison, took us to the semifinals in 2010. It was great to add him. Ryan Marcet and Brian Daly played for me at Robertsdale in the mid-90s. I know I don't look that old in my picture, but I am. Brian Daly has grandkids. And Edwin Frazier is a guy that I met through this. We didn't know one another. And he was drawn to this, and we talked and visited, and does a great job with our defense. Todd Saucier is a new coach with us this year. He had some semi-pro background and came in. But, again, Matt Beauchesne, I didn't know Matt before we got going. And you know, these guys, they're doing it for the right reason. They're drawn to what we're doing. It's not about football. And we're all now connected as a group and do things together as families. And that's been really cool for us also.
Coach, we'll see you at 3 o'clock this afternoon for the ball game, the Fairhope Storm. And if people want to get involved, fairhopestorm.com, right?
Yes, sir. Fairhopestorm.com is our webpage. And, of course, you know, Fairhope Semi-Pro Football on Facebook, and Fairhope Storm on Instagram and Twitter. We cover it every way we possibly can. Yes, sir.
Great.
Coach, thanks for taking time to be with us. Good luck today, and keep up the great work.
Thank y'all. We appreciate you having us on. God bless you.
Thanks, right. Fred.
There you go. Coach Fred Riley, head football coach for the Fairhope Storm. And, Doug, you, the videographer.
That's right. It's going to be a beautiful day for football today. People just want to get outside. If you're going to the Arts Festival, you want to take a break for an hour or two, it's going to be some good football at Fairhope Stadium.
Should be a lot of fun. Should be interesting. I've not been to a game. I'm kind of interested in going now.
Yep.
Okay? So, good. Great to have him on for sure. Keep up the good work. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, well, we're going to get into something, Coach. I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but we're going to get into something.
We are.
We're going to talk some cars, too, coming up. All right.
Yes.
Hey, don't go anywhere. You've got it tuned into the Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network.
Follow on Twitter at twitter.com/PSR_1065. The Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
There it is again. A little Steely Dan and Boss Gags. It doesn't get much better than that.
It does not.
It's ever. Almost like Spotify.
Kicking it back to 1977.
Casey Kasem.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. I'm Casey Kasem.
Did that sound like Casey to you, Coach?
Did that sound like Casey?
Nothing like him.
Actually, I thought it was him.
Nothing like him. Yeah, looked like him, too. All right, welcome back to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. I am Randy Bergen. Coach Mark Glassner is here. Coach Rick Cleveland, he is getting set for a big tennis match today. We've got the host of War Eagle TV, WarEagleTV.com. I need to complete
either one,
that.
Either
I need
one.
To complete that.
We'll tag War Eagle TV.
Okay, Doug Holton hanging out with us. Great to have Fred on just a few moments ago. But let me, real quick, local attorney Braxton Counts is a lobbyist in both Montgomery, Alabama, and Washington, D.C. Braxton has joined forces with former Tennessee Congressman Jimmy Duncan to assist you with governmental affair problems. Both of these gentlemen have great influence in both Montgomery and Washington, D.C., and many of you rely on either the state or federal government for their businesses. Now, Braxton Counts and Jimmy Duncan can put you in front of the right people to assist you. It's all about relationships, and both Braxton and Jimmy have those connections to assist you. Give Braxton Counts a call at 251-476-9900. All right, Coach, I want to talk a little bit about – now, we talked about this last week. Coach Chase Smith left Orange Beach to go to Spanish Fort, so he'll now be the head coach for the Toros. There's news that just came out the other day that Orange Beach is splitting from the county school system. Caught a lot of folks off guard, all right? Now, that by itself is a whole topic that we could get into. But let's get specific and talk more from the sports standpoint. What does that mean now? Obviously, Orange Beach is looking for a head football coach. There are a lot of coaches in the state that probably would – I would think that this would be – I don't know if you call it a premier job, but I think with Orange Beach and the money that they have – is going to be putting together a program that will be second to none in the state. And whenever you say you can live in Orange Beach, Coach, that's pretty special.
Well, you know, I think this all started. I don't think this is something that's just popped out of nowhere. I think this has been in the background and the back burner for a while. This is me. I have no facts on anything. So this is all my own.
Well, that's what this show's based on.
That's your disclaimer
That's it. That's what this show's based on, no facts.
I am off the hook. No factual information. But when Gulf Shores split from Baldwin County and made their own school system a few years back, I was wondering how long it would take because I knew there was going to be these two communities, you know, for a long time it was all Gulf Shores. And now they're split up and became two. And so you kind of knew something was going to, I felt like, come about, and I think that's what's happened, and I think they've just decided, you know, it's time to do this. Gulf Shores has, got made some hires. They've got, have spent a lot of money in their athletic program. I think they're about to build a huge new school, from what I understand. And I think Orange Beach is like saying, wait, whoa, we need to get involved in this. And I think that's where they went. I think they decided we're going to do this, and so they did. So now, here's a story that I'm going to tell you that's really crazy. A few weeks ago, I was in Montgomery at the Wind Lakes golf tournament with our golf team. We were playing, and I met a fella from Vestavia High School. He's an assistant coach there. And he and I were talking, and he knows Chase, and he knows some other people that I'm going to get to in a second. And we were talking, and he says, this is before the board had even acted. This is before it even got to AL.com that Spanish Fort had offered Chase a job. Okay, and this is just a coach's network, you know, guys talking to one another. And he said, I think Chase got the job, is going to get the job at Spanish Fort. I said, that's the first I've heard of it. And so he said, I think that's what's going to happen. And he goes, and what's going to be crazy, because this is what I'm hearing. This is what this guy's telling me. What I'm hearing is if that happens and they're going to have to make some real changes, they're going to go ahead and make some real changes, which one would be starting their own school system at Orange Beach. And then they're going to go find the top-ranked coach in the state of Alabama to be the head coach. And he says, and rumor has it that the top-ranked coach in Alabama in 7A's Thompson's head coach, Mark Freeman.
Who spent some time at the beach
and still has a house in this area.
Wow. Okay, let's connect the dots.
So I'm saying, now look, this is all purely speculation. It's fun stuff to talk about.
Sure.
The thing was, what the guy was telling me was, I didn't know Chase had been named the head coach. Two nights later, the board acted. It was done. I didn't know Orange Beach was going to withdraw from Baldwin County and start its own school system. I didn't know that was going to happen. And now that's happened. The city council voted unanimously to do that the other night. That's happened. So there's two things he said that were factual. Now the next one is who they're going to hire as a head coach. And, you know, and I'll be honest with you, Mark Freeman would be a great hire for Orange Beach if that's what they want to do.
But there's some other coaches available out there.
Absolutely.
How about Coach Rick Cleveland? How about Coach Mark Lassiter?
I couldn't see over the dunes on the beach.
That would be a problem, wouldn't it? Well, based on
hey, look, I just did that before you chimed in, and I got a text from Rick going, "Mark, you're too short to be the coach." And I just knew that was coming, so I just went out there and jumped. And Sheila, they didn't get on me today. I did it myself.
Well, based on all this information hey, you've
but,
given us.
But Randy can't get on you for anything, right?
We see eye to eye on everything.
Yeah, we do. We see eye to eye. Yes, sir.
But based on everything you've given me, you sit way back in the back of the bus because it's like you're telling me something's happening, and then it happens, okay? Or you don't know about it, and then it's happening.
All of a sudden, there it is. I'm going, what do I not know? Yeah. What's going to happen next? I don't know.
Well, I was going to say the two things that pop in my mind is – interesting move from Chase to go to Spanish Fort when that's happening at Orange Beach. And you think about the rest of Baldwin County. I'm not going to start the rumor mill going there, but if Gulf Shores and Orange Beach and Saraland are doing what they're doing, what's going to happen in the future?
That's right. You don't know. And folks in Orange Beach, look, I'm not trying to say this is or is not happening.
Yeah. Right.
I want y'all to know.
Let's start a rumor.
I don't want to start rumors.
Let's start
I just want whatever's best for those kids in Orange Beach or whatever that program does, you know, good for y'all. But I do see what you're saying, Doug, is where does this stop? Losing the tax base that comes out of these two cities down here for Baldwin County would be hurt. I think if I was to call Eddie Tyler today and say, is it going to hurt? He goes, oh, yeah, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
You know, it'll hurt the money in Baldwin County. And where does it go from there? What towns? Because, look, guys, our county, Baldwin County, is changing drastically. There are more people living around here now than I've ever – I mean, I just can't get over the population growth. So what city's next?
Yeah. Well, and you live in Fairhope, and that infrastructure right now, Mayor Sherry Sullivan, awesome, doing a great job down there. But that infrastructure, there's got to be some changes in there. There's a lot of subdivisions going on in Baldwin County. For all you folks in Central Alabama, if you've not been to the beach lately, it is there's some roads that's got to happen for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, look, first hour coming going. I got to say happy anniversary to my sister and my brother-in-law, Patricia and Dwayne. Congratulations on your anniversary and good luck in the future. Okay. Hey. Coming up next hour, we're going to visit with Bayshore Christian head baseball coach Jeff Hague is up, general manager here at Eastern Shore Luxury Cars, Sean Espahani Jr., and then the Grace segment. Don't go anywhere. Full hour coming up next right here on PSR.
It's time for the Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lessiter.
Hey, welcome to the Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha and coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios right here on the PSR Radio Network. I am Randy Bergen, joined by Coach Mark Lassiter, Coach Rick Cleveland. He is in Mobile at the Mobile Tennis Center getting set for a big tennis match today. So we brought in a replacement. I don't know, equal status maybe?
I'm thinking maybe.
Close?
Okay. Absolutely.
He is the host of WarEagleTV.com, Doug Holton.
I don't know how to take that, a replacement and equal status to Rick?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you're tall, but you're not as wide.
He's a better tennis player. How about that?
Because you don't play, but even if you did play,
he's but not like that.
Yeah, no, yeah. No. Rick's pretty. He's pretty special on the tennis court, and I got to tell you, he's pretty special on the golf course as well.
And punted a football a long way when he was young. That's how he went to play college football, or could have played college football punting. Ball.
Yep,
he could punt the crap out of it. I mean, I've seen him do it. He still punted at 60-something years old.
Well, we certainly wish he and his team, UMS Wright, the Bulldogs, much success today and on a route for maybe another state championship. So, hey, boy, that first hour was a good first hour. Went by extremely fast. This hour will go by very fast as we're going to go to our Pops Midtown Communication Lines and welcome in Bayshore Christian head baseball coach Jeff Hague. Maybe we're not going to welcome him in right now. That was the no-go signal. We'll effort to get Coach Hague back on here. But the Eagles returning state champions in 1A baseball, and I'll tell you, he's doing a great job with them.
He has, and Jeff is a remarkable human being, first of all. He's just a wonderful husband, father to his children, and always got a smile on his face. He catches more speckled trout than anybody I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he can fish. And I'm not very happy with him because he's been promising me a trip, and He never takes me. But, you know, he's I guess he's pretty busy being athletic director and baseball coach there at Bayshore. And, man, what a job he's done there. They've taken that as athletic director. He wanted to build the whole program, and he's done that. You know, he has built a program where they're competitive in several different sports. I've been able to watch him in baseball, wrestling, track and field, cross country, basketball. And they've just done, you know, male and female have just done, volleyball team has just been lights out. And so they're just doing a really good job of building a program, and it's built it on the principles that Bayshore Christians religious beliefs are in, and they built it on those principles, and they've done a great job there. Hey, Jeff, you on there?
I'm here. Yes, sir.
Well, it's like, let me tell y'all something. That's the same conversation I'd get when we coach together. I go, Jeff, you there? Jeff, Jeff.
Those late night Friday night football games and then having to watch film on Saturday morning early were tough.
I'd be going, Jeff, and nobody was around me. Things would be going bad. I couldn't find Jeff. Couldn't find anybody. I'm like, hey, where'd everybody go?
He took the headsets off.
He took the headsets off. I was like, I ain't talking to him.
Done. Bye-bye.
See you, Mark. You're on your own.
You're getting that today, too, aren't you?
Absolutely. Hey, Jeff, hey, thanks for joining us, buddy. And what we're here to talk about is about what y'all have done at Bayshore and just your baseball team, returning state champs, ranked number one in the state right now, and just having another really good season. And, of course, your whole athletic program is just growing and getting better, and they're so competitive in everything that they do. Tell us a little bit, first of all, about your baseball team and how y'all are doing and, you know, what is it like, you know, when you get the target on your back this year. What does that feel like and how are your kids doing?
Well, you know, I mean, you're right. Last year, I felt like, you know, we were on the hunt every single time we took the field. And this year, you know, we're the prey. We're the ones that people are trying to knock off. And every single game, we're going out there and we're seeing the other team's number one or number two pitchers. And, you know, and that's a sign of respect. And that's what we want because, you know, in the whole scheme of things, we're not looking to have this big, beautiful record that people can be in all of. The ultimate goal is, as a baseball team, and the goal for the season is to win a state championship. And, you know, if we have to go 15-15 to do that, but we're playing some of the best around Mobile Ballin County, that's what we want to do. You know, you go 5-5 and off the first round, boy, that stings more than anything, in my opinion.
We're visiting with Bayshore Christian School baseball coach Jeff Hake. Coach, you got a neat coaching staff, assistant coaching staff. Talk a little bit about those guys.
Oh, you talking about my baseball coaches?
Yeah.
I mean, my whole staff, all of my coaches are wonderful. They're outstanding. But, yeah, I've got I'm sitting here watching them right now as they're getting our boys prepped for a doubleheader against Fruitdale. And, you know, I got Don Rubel, who's been with me for – we've had a team for 8 years as a school, and he's been with me for seven of them. Jimmy Walker's out there throwing batting practice with Don, and he's been with us for 7 years as well. Jeff Hosterman, our pitching coach, came on board 3 years ago, and then I was able to drag Joe Hutchins out of retirement, and he's you know, longtime Daphne head coach, Daphne assistant, LaFleur head coach, and he's out here on the field with us now as well, and brings a wealth of knowledge, and he coaches his tail off as well each and every day.
Coach, we have got about 2 minutes left here, and we always try to get a story about Coach Mark Glasser. Is there one story that you can – what's your favorite story about
– Well, you know what?
Can you share one with us?
There's one thing, Coach Lasher may not even remember this, but he had just taken the job at Fairhope High School. I was a freshman football coach at Baldwin County High School, and Fairhope came up to Baymanette to coach and or to play us in a JV game. And I'm the young coach on the staff, year two, I think, and so I'm running the scoreboard. and Coach Lassiter comes up and Jack French. So I got Coach Lassiter and Jack French on my left and my right, and they're talking, and I'm gaining. Hey, just listen to these two guys talk was just remarkable, and just soaking it all in. But Fairhope was, I mean, they were in the building stage. I mean, it was they were coming off of a tough year or two, and you could just sense the passion and the fire of Coach Lassiter, and he was going to turn that program around and get that thing going. And it was impressive to see that and to be a part of that. Just the 1 hour segment of being a part of that conversation between Coach French and Coach Lassiter. And so,
thank you, buddy.
That was my first impression of him.
I'm just glad you didn't talk about that night that guy threw a touchdown pass over our defensive back end.
That's for another show.
That's another show. But I'm going to tell you something. Jeff Haig, buddy, you know how much I think of you and the job you're doing. Real quickly, we got about, 30 seconds left? Tell us a little bit else about what's going on. As athletic director, you're doing a fantastic job at Bayshore. Tell us what else is going on at your school.
Give me this opportunity. Coach, one of the things that we do whenever I go to hire coaches, I've got three things that I'm looking for in a coach. Do they love God? Do they love students? And do they love their sport? And I want it in that order. And I'm very passionate about the game of baseball. And I want my cross-country coach, I want my bowling coach, my basketball coach to be as passionate about their sport as I am about baseball. And those are some of the things that I'm looking for. And so if we keep those three principles in order, I think we're going to find success. And success may not be state championships, but it's just getting better as a program. But goodness gracious, what our coaches have been able to do this year. Boys won the state cross country. Girls finished second. Our swim team finished second. Girls swim team finished second in the state in 1A through 5A. And we're one of the smallest schools in the state of Alabama. And to be able to pull that off was truly remarkable. Our volleyball team finished second in the state after having to almost rebuild a whole team. And so, my daughter was on the bowling team, and they won an area championship and went to state and had the best time. And so just to see our kids compete and have fun and have success is just a true blessing to see that.
Sounds like the athletic director needs a raise to me.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
I love what I do. I'm a few with these young men each and every day, and they just bring a smile to my face and keep me going.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate you taking time to be with us. Coach Jeff Haig right there. All right, we'll take a quick time out when we come back. General manager here at Eastern Shore Luxury Cars, Sean Hasfani Jr. is going to be with us. You won't want to miss it. We're going to be talking about some rides that me and Mark are going to be in a little bit.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
Man, good stuff right there. I do have to say this, Mark. The bump music on the show, fantastic. All right. We got to work to get some of that kind of music on the golf show.
There you go.
Got to do that for sure.
Got to carry it over.
You do. Hey, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. I am Randy Bergen. Coach Mark Lassiter is here. Coach Rick Cleland getting set to play tennis. I think he goes off at about 10 o'clock.
Correct.
His team for UMS Wright, they go off at 10 o'clock at the Mobile Tennis Center. Good luck to them today. We've got a special guest in here with us. He is the host of WarEagleTV.com, Doug Holton. And sitting with us, guys, I'm telling you, I am excited to be here today. The general manager here at Eastern Shore Luxury Cars, Sean Hasfani Jr. Sean, I'm telling you, oh, my goodness, this place is phenomenal, man. It is great to be here.
Well, thank you for having me, Randy. And Coach Lassiter, Doug, very nice meeting with you guys. You have to see it to do it justice. Really.
You really do. You're so right.
I said earlier, take this the right way. It's almost like a museum, okay? Because when these cars here are we're like, Mark, watch out. Don't touch that one. Don't touch that one. These are some fantastic vehicles that you have here. And there is one that's sitting right in the middle of the showroom over here. It's an oldie. Tell us a little bit about it.
Actually, it's a 2021. That's
is it?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I was wrong on that then. Okay.
Well, that's the idea behind it. That is the Ferrari SP2 Monza. It's a brand new vehicle, one of 499 made in the world. And the idea behind it was to take the nostalgia of Ferrari, some of the most important or iconic vehicles that they've had in their history, recreate it with a V12, 800-plus horsepower, naturally aspirated engine, and pretty much put all of the engineering and architecture, all of the secrets of the trade that Ferrari has kept and, you know, mastered over the years, and put it into one gorgeous looking car. It looks like it's from the Jetsons almost.
Wow. It'll go, I guess, huh?
It'll go. It'll go. Yes, sir. Now, we've only gone about 12 feet up and down the showroom with
sure,
it.
Sure. Exactly.
And that 12 feet, I mean, we got there really quick.
I'm telling you, this place is absolutely phenomenal. It is the Eastern Shore Luxury Cars, located at 29721 Frederick Boulevard. You're part of the Eastern Shore family. You've got the Eastern Shore Toyota, Eastern Shore Hyundai, Eastern Shore Certified, and, of course, the luxury cars here. And folks, we are telling you, if you have the opportunity, you have got to come in and check out this place. Now, I know that when we finish here today, you are going to let Mark and I, maybe Doug, we need to check his driver's license and insurance. But
he needs a background check.
That's right.
All you need is a driver's license. You're covered under insurance. I got you're covered under insurance.
Put me under Randy.
There you go.
Please. Everyone else is under there. So let's talk about what you're going to put us in today as we go for a little test ride.
Well, anything that you want, I've got some ideas. It just depends on what kind of mood you're in for. Today, the weather's beautiful.
I mean, I feel the need for speed.
Well, just about any car we've got in here probably. we'll fulfill that need for you. But, you know, I like this little SL63 AMG, this little black convertible we got sitting right here. It sounds pretty phenomenal. It's one of those cars that there's not a lot of them out there. But Mercedes did a fantastic job with that engine, and that engine's actually going away due to supply chain shortages.
Is that right?
Yeah, so that's one that I think you would enjoy. You know, we got a couple vets in here, too, as we've been told that, you know, looks one side of our building looks like we robbed all the Chevy stores on this side of the country. But,
You know, Sean, one of the things, too, is, I mean, it is not just – I mean, you've got wonderful vehicles. You got, like you mentioned, the Vets. You got Ferraris. You got Porsche. You got all BMWs, Mercedes-Benz. But something that you don't really realize, and, Coach, I know we talked about this, is when you come onto this lot here, the trucks that you have out here as well.
Yeah.
You got some really, really neat bad-looking trucks.
Yes, sir. Well, this is the South. So, we've got these TRXs out here. We've got a few Raptors. A vehicle I really like is really cool, especially for this part of the country. If you like Jeeps, we've got a couple 392s, which what Dodge did, and God bless them because I love that they do this. They took the big engine from the Charger and the Challenger, the Scat Packs, and the Hemi, and they put it in a Jeep. So you got a Jeep Rubicon that, you know, will do 0 to 60 in 4 seconds. It's pretty wild, but that's a pretty impressive piece of machinery that this time of the year.
Get you to the beach in a hurry.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Next thing to flying, isn't it? Hey, visit with Sean Espahani Jr. Here at Eastern Shore Luxury Cars. I want to turn real quick and talk some sports, okay? Because Mark, as a former wrestling coach and all of that, my man used to wrestle here in Texas.
Yeah, and Texas wrestling's pretty stinking good now. Those guys out there, there's a lot of competition. A lot of big schools and
everything.
If you wrestled in Texas, you've had your nose buttered on that mat more than once.
More than once. So I went to Rockwall High School, and you know, we were my graduating class were 1,000 students.
Wow.
I wrestled actually with some state champions. The year before I got on the wrestling team in high school, actually, we were back-to-back state champs in duels. So, real good wrestling program there. a lot of guys a lot better than me, but it was definitely fun. They say if you can do wrestling, you know, you can do anything.
You can do anything.
And I remember those days of cutting weight and getting beat up, and we were up, you know, in the attic there. We didn't get quite as much love as the football team. So they kind of stuck us up in the old equipment room, and we would sweat it out, try to make weight. But yeah, those days were fun.
Most of the great football coaches, in my opinion, are guys who love wrestling, because out of that program, you get guys who know what it means to go one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And one of the – we did a faith segment not long ago about wrestling. It's called Put Your Toe on the Line, because mm-hmm. on that little strip there in that circle – with the crowd looking in the spotlight, it's just you and the other guy. And that's it.
And that's it.
So if you're courageous enough to put your foot on the line, you've already taken a step that most people are afraid to take.
Absolutely.
And therefore, a respect for me as a former wrestler and wrestling coach grows immensely, because you know what it means to put your foot on the line. If you can put your foot on the line, put your toe on the line, you've already done something most people won't.
Absolutely, yeah. Our football coaches, they'd make all the linemen, the
yes.
DBs, really everybody go and get some reps in at wrestling. And football conditioning is much different than wrestling conditioning, as you know. So some of those guys, the defensive linemen, they'd go in, and a lot of them ended up staying, but they'd come back to football just in crazy shape, mm-hmm. way better with leverage.
Way better.
And, and end up, it brought a lot to their game over there on the other side of the line in football.
Absolutely.
Sean, let me ask you this real quick. We only got about 2 minutes left here in this segment. All right, you got the March Madness going on, okay? How did you do in your bracket?
Oh,
like might everyone else.
Might not be a shock, okay? My bracket's not going so well. But
you had Kentucky and Iowa. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look, it's Coach K's last year.
Right.
So, I'm pulling for Duke. I went to Auburn, so it's nice to see that we got something. You know, we can hang our head
right.
at Auburn. You know,
yeah.
I guess we had to give up on the football thing because Alabama just, you know, only
you play
only
six,
one show.
Well, you play 6:45 tomorrow. I think.
Yeah. So. I'd like to see Auburn, you know, pull it out. But I wouldn't mind if Coach K got a good little run for his last year coaching. Hopefully they can pull it out for him.
You play Miami tomorrow? They just squeaked by USC, 68-66, the final.
Two-point ball game.
I think Auburn wins that game. I think they're better than Miami.
I think so. I didn't get a chance to watch the end of that ball game, but Auburn was kind of struggling with Jack State in the first half. The first 17 minutes was a pretty equal game.
You got to give it to Jack State, because for them, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing Auburn, home state, you know, guys, and mm-hmm. they are going to get after it. Problem is, like, you run into most of these in football, these schools will come out and play big schools. They play good for a half, and everybody's, upsets in them. But then the numbers game gets them.
It did. And I think they came out and shot 5 for 7
right.
three-pointers in the first couple of minutes, and then I think Auburn put some size on their shooters,
right.
and that ended that. But Auburn shot it a little better in the second half, which was nice to see after the last few games.
Hey, Sean, look, can you stay for just another part of a segment?
I'd love to, absolutely.
Okay, great, because we got more to talk about with you, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sean Esfahani Jr. here at Eastern Shore Luxury Cars. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, more PSR. We'll talk more basketball. We'll talk a little football. And we're going to talk some cars right here on PSR. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
Little Boss Gags from 1976. Telling you what, that'll take you on back. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Can you do us more Casey Kasem, please? Come on.
No,
special request.
Don't.
Special request. Long distance.
That's pretty good.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
There you go, Casey. Nice job.
Hey, welcome back to the Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report right here on the PSR Radio Network. Randy Bergen, Coach Mark Laster, Doug Holton here with us, as well as Sean Esfahani Jr. Man, glad to have you here. We've got a lot to get into in this segment here. But before we do, I want to remind you, Premier Collision is your home for all your auto body and collision problems, good quality parts, professional staff, and best prices in town. Give our buddy Chris Garris a call, 251-478-4500. They are located in Mobile, Alabama at 1177 Sledge drive. All right, we were talking a little basketball, and it looks like Auburn will be playing on Sunday. If you're an Alabama fan and you did not get the note, they got beat last night, by Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. The final in that 78-64. Listen, I am a big I like Nate Oates. Okay, I think he's a good coach, but I'm as an Alabama fan, I have to tell you, I think there's some issues going on there in Tuscaloosa. That's just me.
Yes, sir. There's issues. I saw it early in the season myself. I got to where I didn't even want to watch them. It just, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know what they, well, it's just like what he said, Coach Oates said today or yesterday. And he said, you know, we had a voluntary shoot around and one guy showed up. Then they had the next
morning. How does that happen?
Then the next morning, they have another one. Three guys show up.
And what
you're not going to win when you got a division in your team.
What would you do, Coach, if you had a voluntary shoot-around and one guy showed up?
First of all, I wouldn't have a voluntary shoot-around.
Exactly.
That ends that, okay.
But if I did, then I would have that guy play against the other four, and the other four could sit over there. He'd just play by himself.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I don't know what I did. It would be very difficult. But that to me, that tells you the whole issue that went on with
Alabama.
And
the team's so up and down this year. So,
yes. Yeah. So sporadic.
Makes sense.
Wow, and sad. We mentioned Auburn will take on Miami on Sunday. What's your thoughts? What's your thoughts on that, Doug?
I think Auburn is going to probably come out on top in that ball game and get to the Sweet 16. And then I had a chance to watch Wisconsin last night a little bit, looking ahead in the bracket. I think they're the 3 seed. And I think Auburn could probably get them, too, if they get that far. But they looked good the second half yesterday, kind of stretched it out a little bit, made some shots and loosened up a little bit. And Coach Pearl talked about that after the game, you know, and the guys were so loose at the press conference. Somebody asked them, you know, they haven't played in the tournament before. Most of these guys, except for Walker Kessler, and he played at North Carolina last year for a few minutes.
He's been a big help for that Auburn team.
Oh, my gosh. Defensive player of the year in the country. And he almost had a triple-double yesterday. But yeah, they were so loose, and I think that's the key, is getting these guys to play loose and shoot the basketball like they can. And I think if they do that, they can go a long way.
I agree. I think Auburn's going to make a shot run at it. I really do.
Yeah, I agree with you also. Hey, we certainly want to welcome in all of our friends listening to us in Central Alabama on Fox Sports Central Alabama, 98.3 FM, Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Auburn, Lake Martin, Sylacauga, the whole Central Alabama area. Glad to have you on board with us. And along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida, you've got us tuned into FM Talk 106.5. This is the Prep Sports Report. As we are broadcasting live today from the Eastern Shore Luxury Cars, we are in the showroom here, and we have got the general manager with us, Sean Esfahani Jr. And Sean, I want to go back and talk some cars because this is this is the place to be. I mean, come on, Mark. This is the place to be.
No doubt. Sean, I'm just not getting in that Monza. I'll never get out.
you'd be amazed at how often guys come in, they get in the car, and you know, say they're not really looking at anything. We'll come back, you know, a week later, there they are again. The next day they're there. You know, some weeks this just looks like the hangout spot.
Right.
If you're wondering where your husband is, they're probably here. So,
Sean, let me tell you, you have it set up perfect. Okay, we've got 1, 2, 3 TVs in here as we're sitting in the showroom and in our luxury couches watching big screen TVs. You have the wet bar, if you want to call it that. We can get some coffee, some drinks, food if we need, and then we just have a plethora. A virtual cornucopia of just about any type of luxury car you want here. And if I had to ask you, and I'm going to put you on the spot, Sean,
okay,
what is your favorite car in this showroom?
Well, if we talk about the stuff that we strictly focus on retailing, because there are some cars back there that they're part of a collection. They're not cars we're really selling or really drive. But I love the 911 turbo convertible.
And why wouldn't you?
I mean, you know, that's a pretty amazing car. Porsche is probably one of my favorite cars to drive, but it's hard to go wrong with that one.
Sean, how long have you been here? Now, you're celebrating what year?
It's a year. Actually, a year last March is when we really started going full bore. The store was opened up in January, but we were still kind of in the, you know, getting inventory stages, you know, kind of building the team up a little bit. But, yeah, it's been a year. It's flying.
Wow. Well, I bet it has. Now, of course, the luxury car division is part of the Eastern Shore family. We got the Eastern Shore Toyota, Eastern Shore Hyundai, Eastern Shore Certified, which we'll talk about that in a second, and, of course, the luxury cars. And now this, for folks that are familiar, maybe you've been to the Sam's here in Daphne. You're just right around the corner across the street from Toyota and Hyundai. Used to be a carpet store.
Used to
be Carpet One.
Yes, sir. Yes, I think we got this, acquired this building 4 or 5 years ago. And, yeah, it was a carpet store. We originally, the plans were to make it like an accounting, centralized accounting for all of our dealerships. And, you know, stuff happens. COVID happens. All these things kind of happen. And we saw an opportunity to bring a luxury car store here in Daphne. And it's been pretty amazing. We've been blown away by the amount of business we've been able to do. Places we've been pulling in from, and now we're just wishing we did it sooner.
Now, I got to ask you a question here. Whenever we look at this inventory, and it is pristine, can I ask you what the dollar amount is, or will I go to
for
jail?
For any specific one, or the entire?
The total. The total.
If my dad's listening, I have a little bit of a heart attack.
Okay, but, just whisper it. Just whisper it.
But at this store, we've got about 20 to $25 million of inventory.
Oh my goodness!
For our luxury store now, it's not counting Toyota and all the other inventory.
Sure,
but yeah. Hey, I'm. So far, cars have been appreciating every month. That's been my argument. You know,
right.
I'm getting more cars. So you know, it's not like before. They're depreciating assets. So you know, it's been a pretty cool time to do it because you know, a high tide raises all boats.
Yep.
So getting the inventory, there hasn't been as much risk, and hopefully that stays the same. But, man, it's being a car guy and growing up in car dealerships. When I was a kid, I would have loved to just have or see any one of these cars. And now to be able to go out, find them, you know, drive them, acquire them.
All right, Doug, which one is your favorite car here? Is there one particular?
Well, I have to walk around after the show, Randy, to tell you that. Is that okay?
Well, Mark and I are going to be driving, okay? Yeah. And Sean has already got us
I'll
picked
sit
out
in the back
one.
Seat, maybe.
Okay. All right. Which is there, you want to sit in the back seat with
back
me
seat.
Or sit in the back seat with Mark?
I don't know. That's a good question. But I was looking at your NASCAR collection up here, John, Michael Waltrip and Sterling Marlin.
Yes, sir.
And those guys, is that a favorite of yours? Or how much of the racing scene and racing people do you get in here with these cars?
Well, if they aren't racing fans when they walk in, a lot of times we convert them.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you that. But, yeah, I mean – obviously NASCAR, Formula One, we've got a lot of other memorabilia that we've acquired, my dad and I, over the years. But yeah, that one's pretty cool. It's got a lot of the legends up there with their cars, some signatures on them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to keep all that stuff here to, you know, remind us, you know, just the history of some of the cars that we've got. And,
right.
And we're all big fans of and pretty much anything that has four wheels.
Uh-huh. You mentioned Michael Waltrip. You know, our good friend, Bobby Hall, director of golf at Quail Creek. We call him Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. He is one of the rules officials. It used to be called the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions, the first LPGA event of the season down in Orlando. Now they call it the Grand Vacation, the Hilton Vacation, whatever. But Michael Waltrip is one of the celebrities that play in that. And we've had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with Michael Waltrip. Let me just say this to you, Mark. We know that you don't play golf, but we have found somebody you can beat.
We're
it is Michael Waltrip.
Always on the hunt for that guy.
So we're going to lay our money on you.
There you go.
And maybe we can get a little bit. Sean, I got to tell you, this is absolutely phenomenal. If folks want to, can they just walk in? Do they need to make an appointment? What do they need to do here?
No, they can just walk in. In fact, you know, like you said, it's kind of like a museum. You know, we love it just as much when people come in just to look and take pictures and ask questions as they do when they buy the car. You know, this is a place where it's by guys that love cars, you know, for people that love cars. So we're open 9 to 7, but usually the doors are open here at about 8 o'clock or so. And
as this morning, it was open at 7.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's the way we like it. Yeah, it's a beautiful morning too, by the way. For
really?
Support. Yeah, absolutely. So.
Now, if somebody wants to test drive, can they do that? You allow that also, right?
Yeah. You know, for some of the cars, you know,
the right car.
Yeah. Some of the cars. What I found on some of these, some of the guys that want them and ladies that want them, you know, they already know all about them. They come in, we do the post-sale inspection, and they'll take them. But for the most part, if anybody wants to drive a car,
if you're coming in for a 911, you probably don't need to test drive it. You're probably pretty familiar with it already.
Yeah. We still like to let them go and make sure that it's everything that we advertise.
That's right.
Yes, that's an interesting question. You mentioned ladies. How many ladies do you get coming in here?
You would be surprised.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we'll be delivering this blue Corvette that's over here right when you walk in today to a good customer of ours for him and his wife. And his wife will be the primary driver of that car. And actually, I had to go out to San Antonio to find that one. It was exactly the color combination that she wanted. But yeah, you might see her peeling out of here in a little bit.
So people can come in and tell you what they want, and you can find it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Big bulk of our business is that. So we do that, and we've had dealers call and ask us for some of our cars, too. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Sean, it has been great, man. We can't wait to get back. We're back in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Give Sean, his great staff, a call here, 251-439-6201. It is Eastern Shore Luxury Cars. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, it's the Grace segment. Coach Mark Glasser, you won't want to miss it as PSR rolls on.
This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile, is the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile, and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, the Grace segment is like you said, Randy, it's my favorite part of our show. I mean, I love to talk to kids, and I love to talk to coaches, and I love to talk about programs and what we're doing. But this segment gives us a time to reflect on what we're actually doing. What are we doing with this show? What are we doing with Sean, you know, talking with him? What are we doing when we leave here and go to different places, you know? And one thing I've learned over the years, and I keep learning it, and it's important for me. I have to learn that there's something every single day out there that I got to learn. Every day of my life, there's something there. And how I live my life starts the minute I wake up, and it ends when I go to sleep. And that's all I got. It's all I've got. Right now, it's all I've got is this day. So where am I today? Where are my feet? My feet are planted right here in this beautiful setting with two good friends and talking about things that we love to talk about. But as I think about, you know, things that went on this week or last week or what's going on today, I was talking about being where my feet are. That's one thing I like to always think about, being the present. You know, you've heard me say before, one of my favorite things is today is the present because it's a gift. You know, that's what it is. Today is a gift. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, but we know we've got today. Right now we do. So with that in mind, I like to talk about where our feet are. So I was reading something that says, when we're moving at 115 miles per hour, we rarely see the wall coming. So if we're riding that Monza at 115 miles an hour, we may not see the wall coming, going a little too fast. But that wall comes for all of us in life. It comes for all of us. And when it does, do we grasp for lessons, for meaning, for purpose? Each moment, good or bad, winning or losing, provides us an opportunity to learn. And if we choose to take it, that opportunity can change my life, our lives, and the world for better. The human spirit craves connection, authenticity, belonging, touch, gratitude, purpose. We need to make these things, our interactions, count. Whether it's the death of a friend, loss of a job, a bad breakup, isolation of COVID-19, those who manage to be where their feet are tend to grow stronger, stretch, emerge stronger, smarter, and be more prepared as we find peace and gratitude in that pause. Like you were telling me, we were joking about Casey, you know, put your feet in the ground and reach for the stars. That's basically what we're doing. You know, I try to look, the other day was at a golf tournament with our middle school kids. And If you've never watched middle school golf, you missed a treat. It is fun to watch those kids play because they're playing for the right reasons. Those kids are out there playing. They're trying to win the match, but that's not paramount for them at that moment. They're wanting to know, can I hit this ball that way? You know, and that's all they care about at that moment is hitting that ball from where their feet are to where it lands. It's all they care, but they're not cared. They don't care about the score until the hole's over. You know, what if you, you know, it's hilarious. It's great because that's the way it's supposed to be done. You know, because, you know, you hear all the great golfers saying, you know, you can't worry about, you know, I got to par this hole. They can't do that. They got to worry about, am I going to hit this shot? What am I going to hit? When that shot's over, it's the next one. And that's all they can worry about. They worry about where they're going to hit it, you know, what they're going to do, but not what the score is going to be. So as I thought about those things and I took pictures of kids the other day playing golf and I sent it to their parents, you know, at home, and I got back, Coach, thanks for that picture. It's a moment in life, that moment where that kid's doing something that he loves to do. And I get to share it with them, and then there's one picture, these kids are looking up at me and I'm taking, and they're both grinning at me.
Right.
You know, just a great, you're like, God, that makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah.
So trying to be where I am. And I don't know about you guys, but I have the hardest time staying where my feet are. I always want to see, you know, what's this going to do? What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen 5 years from now? My wife is always on me about worrying about, you know, 10 years from now. She goes, Mark, let's just do what we're doing. I'll tell you a little story about it. When I was coaching at Fairhope, there's one job I always wanted. It was the Benjamin Russell job. I always wanted to be the head coach there. I just did. I started my varsity career there. I wanted to go back there. That was the place, Michelle's home. And, man, that job came open, and I got in the final running for it. Well, I didn't get it for whatever reason, and it's, you know, God knew what he was doing. I didn't need that job. God knew what he's doing. But my wife said something to me I will never, ever forget. She said, Mark, because I was distraught. All of the things I thought were my goals and dreams to be that guy were gone. But she looked at me and she says, Mark, why don't we live where we live? You're always looking.
Think about that.
Looking where somewhere else. She goes, I'll tell you what we're going to do. It was a Sunday. I'll never forget it. I tell you what we're going to do today, Mark. She goes, you're going to do this. We're going to get in the car and we're going to the beach. We're going to ride, just me and you. We're going down the beach and we're going to sit on the beach all afternoon. And we're going to live where we live. And that's one thing we got to start doing. And man, my little bride taught my old hard head. I thought I had all the answers. And, you know, I don't. Never have. And it's such a great lesson to learn that day. And then today, you know, I just try to do it every day.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I got to tell you, you were talking about the middle school kids playing golf and everything. It reminded me of, I was talking to someone earlier this week about, he's a coach for 3 and 4 year old T-ball. He said, look, we all got them in line and we walked to first base. This is first. Then you go from first to second, then second to third, third to home. So he lined everybody up, hit the ball, said, okay, run to first base. Two of them went to first, two of them went to second, two of them went to third. It's just fun to watch.
It's
fun to watch. That was a good one. That was really good. And you're right. Let's live where you live.
Right.
Okay. Live in the present. No doubt about it. Boy, I'll tell you, this time is going by today.
It
has been
a
ton of fun. There is no question about it. It was great to have Coach Fred Riley on. And if you have an opportunity this afternoon at 3 o'clock, you're going to be in the Fairhope area, go by and watch the storm. And you'll see our friend Doug there.
Yep.
Okay, he'll have the camera. Also great to have Bayshore head baseball coach and athletic director Jeff Hague on with us, as they are the returning state champions in 1A baseball, doing a great job over there at Bayshore, no doubt about it. And Sean Espahani Jr., fun to have him on.
Absolutely.
We're excited to come back over here. We'll be over here about every 4 weeks, as we'll be at all of the Eastern Shore. We'll be at the Eastern Shore family. I mean, Toyota, Hyundai, luxury cars, and, of course, the certified. So, good stuff. Doug, thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Appreciate it. It was fun. Always fun to be with you guys.
All right. And, Mark, it's always great to hang out with
you.
You
too, buddy.
Hey, reminder, Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show tomorrow. We'll be coming to you live from Craft Farms as we get set for our GCGA event. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us today. For Coach Rick Cleveland, for Doug Lafford. Bye-bye, everybody.